Some replacement level dudes talking about their home team. Starting a Braves podcast was their daggum dream. They like Nick Markakis, even the long ball. One day they'll have more clout than Ken Rosenthal. Oh, you're listening to that Knock-O-Nation podcast show. Oh, Knock-O-Nation podcast show.
Heyo, it's another episode of the Knock-O-Nation podcast show. That's Josh Brown. That's JT Holton. Fellas, how you doing today?
I'm well. Hello. How are you gentlemen doing? Glad to be here with you guys.
I'm well. Welcome to this episode of the Knock-O-Nation podcast show, where we talk about all things proper and posh. And listeners go away with a refined sense of understanding of the world and sports in general.
That is pretty accurate.
That's the wrong show.
Yeah. Oh.
That's the wrong show. Sorry. This is the Knock-O-Nation podcast show. We're here to talk about...
ass and titties.
Baseball players. Woo! Butts. And country music.
Do you guys ever get into Mike Jones, the rapper, back in the day, back in college? Mike Jones?
Oh, yeah.
He had a banger.
Yeah, I mean Mike
Jones. Oh, he's a great songwriter. Incredible songwriter. One of my favorite Mike Jones songs was, give you an example of how good of a songwriter he was. The whole chorus was, ass and titties, ass and titties, ass and titties, and big booty bitches, ass and titties, ass.
Josh, that was 3-6 Mafia.
That was 3-6.
That wasn't Mike Jones?
God, no.
Oh,
no.
I'm
not even remotely.
I'm so embarrassed of myself right now.
I love the fact that Preacher Kenny also
like immediately knew it.
That's great. Immediately. It was like, nope, that's 3-6 Mafia.
Yeah, like, yeah. Oh. I know my old rap, and I was like, yeah, that's not it. Oh, jeez. I can't believe you thought that wasn't 3-6 Mafia.
I've thought that was Mike Jones for years. I don't know why I thought that was. I think it's because my college roommate Forrest, you guys have probably seen him troll me on Twitter. Forrest listened to Mike Jones. And so I remember that song playing in his stupid. He had a black Acura RSX and he played that song and he loved Mike Jones. And I just thought it was Mike Jones. I don't know.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I'm just disappointed, you guys. I hope we can continue.
So, let me ask you this question, fellas. You know, there's been this meme and this question floating around on Facebook and Twitter. Based off my picture, what band do you think I would listen to, right? Like, you've seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that one tonight.
Okay. I was...
Some people nailed it, by the way.
I wanted to ask, instead of what band do I listen to, based off my picture, what blank? I want you guys to fill in the blank. What do you think? Like, what do you want people to judge you based off your looks on? But not like not band. You know what I mean? Like
what? Huh?
What? Based off of my picture, what do you think the last movie I watched was?
Like your Avi, your Twitter Avi?
Sure.
I'm sure people would not guess the Linda Ronstadt documentary that I watched the other
right,
night.
Right, exactly. But, you know.
Based on
I like to keep people on
picture,
their toes.
So, Kenny's sitting at like a diner with his daughter, looking out.
I mean, it doesn't have to just be that one. Like, you could ask, what, based on my picture, like, I think this is the more interesting question than the answer. Like, the question to me is more interesting than the answer. Like based on my picture, what do you think the last place I ate was?
Cracker Barrel.
Well, they're all closed right
what's
now.
That,
so no.
Yeah, what's that fish? What's that fish house?
Oh, Gumlog Barbecue. You know.
Oh, wait.
Dude, that place is off the chain. I can't wait to go back.
Based
there.
Off my picture. What do you? What instrument do you think I play?
Kenny would play. Honestly, it's not fancy. You just play the guitar, and then JT probably the probably the drums. JT's a drummer for sure.
Okay.
Donahue, awesome. Skin flute. John D. Howard, probably the djembe. The djembe, yeah.
Oh man, the djembe. Okay. Based off my picture, what sport do you think I played? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, yeah. These are the more interesting questions than, like, what band do I listen to?
JT, football, Kenny, karate, John D. Howard, baseball, Donahue, baseball.
You want to know the last sport I played in school for real?
What is it?
Like, in organized athletics?
What?
Take a guess. See if you can figure it out. What was the last sport I played
in organized athletics? I don't know. Cow tipping? Like, is that a sport? herding calves? Birthing calves?
Still Tipping was a Mike Jones song, by the way.
Oh, okay. Mm. The last sport you probably played. Give us a range. Was it high school? Middle school?
Yeah, it was, let's see, freshman year of high school.
Freshman year of high school. This is a team, this is like a sanctioned sport.
Yes, school sanctioned sport.
Well, it can't be baseball because the way you're asking it would just be too obvious. So I'm going to go with shot water put, polo. Track and field, shot put.
That's a good guess. I did do track and field in eighth grade, but no, I did not run track in ninth grade. I played tennis.
Really? Kenny the tennis player?
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, I wasn't very good, but I liked playing. It was a lot of fun.
I can volley. Yeah. I can volley and move around and stuff like that. I could never figure out how to serve. Ever. Ever. I could never.
I was okay at serving, and I was no good at returning. So, you know.
Really? Oh.
It's pretty. I'm not a very quick twitch guy, so like for me, if you ever burned me, I was gone, you know. But anyway,
tennis.
Yeah, tennis.
I never got into tennis.
What sports did you play in school, JT?
I grew up playing Little League and basketball.
I went out for basketball in high school and didn't make the team.
And then when I got to high school, when I moved down to Florida, I tried out and I played Little League fall ball my 10th grade year. Realized I'm way out of my league because a lot of these guys are really good.
Yeah.
And so then I got a part-time job and then started knocking over porta potties and smoking reefer with my friends. So that became my sport by that point.
If you knock over a porta potty, is that considered cow tipping in some weird way?
Kind of, because there's a lot of cow parts in there. The thing is, I grew up going to Catholic school in Georgia.
Oh, really?
That's crazy. So pretty much everybody at my school looked like me. You know, 5'3", white, 160 pounds. And then I moved to Florida. Two guys I graduated with went on to University of Florida on full scholarship for football. And guys I played, like, on the baseball team got full rides to big-time university. That just didn't happen in private school Catholic ball in the middle of Georgia, you know, is a totally different element. And so, yeah, it was, as a short white kid, it was kind of...
I can only imagine.
I knew my time was up.
I can only imagine.
Yeah. I can only imagine.
I knew that was coming. I just knew it. When like, that I knew day that was going to be the next thing I remember. Hey!
Hey, man. Was that FFH?
That was Mercy Me.
What?
I forgot
Mercy
about
Me?
FFH.
Oh, yeah.
FFH was
guys,
a banger.
FFH had the song. It wasn't. I can only imagine. It was. What was their one? It was. Oh, I can't remember. Lord, I'll think.
I'm
of
sure
it.
John D. Howard knows.
He's probably singing it right now. Yes, exactly. He's probably singing it as we speak, going down the road. Guys, did you have a good Easter?
Yeah. I was in Georgia fishing and stuff like that.
One of these days I'm going to fly over the mountains.
One of these days. Yeah, I remember that one.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to see the land of the something built for me.
Is it weird that you guys know more awkward Christian rock than I do, and I thought I grew up like the most.
Oh yeah.
No, because we grew up in churches that allowed you to listen to music.
I did too,
Ken.
I did too.
You listened to Carmen.
Yeah, that doesn't That's count. True. You haven't.
I did like Carmen.
Such a weirdo.
Not real.
What a weird man.
No, I'm also one of those people like I'll remember. If I heard the song three times in 1996, I'll recall it in 2020. Like
that's true.
Is how I am.
That's true. That's true. Did y'all grow up doing the whole Easter picture thing?
Oh yeah.
Did you do the Easter bunny not really. Picture thing?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Because some people always had like
we didn't do the Easter bunny thing. We still do Easter pictures.
We really didn't do the Easter bunny. We would hide eggs.
I didn't have to partake this year because I'm finally a grown-up, and this year we just did the kids, which was great. But we'd always do Easter pictures because at my church here in town, the church that I attend and Jeremy Timmerman attends, the garden in the middle of church is named in memory of...
Holy smokes, that poor guy.
Right?
His wife is my kid's children's minister, which is awesome. She's great. But the garden built in the middle of the church is named in memory of my grandfather. Mm. So we always do Easter pictures there. So I've had to do Easter pictures every year, literally my entire life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You got a real holt on that church.
You could say that, yes.
Kenny, you're better than that.
My family has attended the same church since 1966. So, yeah.
Yeah, you're better than that, Kenny.
I thought that was pretty good, Josh. I thought that was pretty good.
I think you're better than that.
Do you?
Well, his last name is actually Warren, which is Bo's middle name. So, kind of passing that down. Yeah.
Gotcha. Awkward. I always had, like, my parents always dressed me in the weirdest Sunday clothes. I don't know if y'all ever had that for Easter. Like, my mom would buy me, seersucker suit when I was, like, 5 years old that I had to wear. It was, like, plaid seersucker. And I'm like, what were you thinking, Mom? Like, why?
My mom did that thing where I look like a little Dutch boy.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not a dress, but it's, like,
oh, shorts. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No like, way. Oh, man.
For sure.
What was that?
Totally had that.
What was that? Why not just some khakis?
I had
just order some khakis for a 3-year-old.
I had the shorty shorts, seersucker suit. So I had a suit top with like seersucker shorts on. Yeah. Is that bad?
Yeah, I don't understand that. Like, why are you overthinking this, Mom? Like, just buy me some khaki pants for a 3-year-old, put me in a button-down shirt, and send me on my way. Like, you don't have to... I don't need to look like a Dutch schoolboy. This is ridiculous. Like... And it had ice cream cones on it. It's the goofiest looking thing. And I'm like, with my own son, I'm like, yeah, pants and a shirt. Like, you know, like a normal person. My mom was like, oh, he's like I'm surprised I wasn't wearing like wooden shoes. Like she made me like clog for her or something. I don't know what she was thinking. It's a weird look. I don't know.
Yeah.
Our parents were weird. I don't dress my kids as goofy as my parents dress me. That's for sure.
Makes sense. My mother gets very perturbed because I send my kids to church with her some weeks, and I don't dress them like super nice like I did when I was a kid, and I can tell it like really annoys my mom, and I think it's hilarious. So, because like I don't think you have to dress nice to go to church. I think that's kind of weird. I get why people do, but it's like, you know, I don't want my kid thinking that you have to dress up to go to some special place to talk to God. That seems really freaky and weird. Anyway,
when we were kids, we didn't have a thing called the contemporary service, mm-hmm. and now we do, mm-hmm. and that means you can show up in an untucked shirt and some jeans, and you're cool.
Mm. Okay, gotcha.
You know, you can now if you go to like the real deal service, you got to wear like got to dress up a little bit more. We go to contemporary service where I can, you know, sneakers, jeans, an untucked polo. I'm good in God's eyes.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. Josh, what do you wear to church? At Bedside Methodist.
My Crocs, some sweatpants. I make a pot of coffee.
That sounds like
a, this is what I did. Really, you guys want to know
free
what
coffee
I,
at church?
Honestly, I'm not trying to like one up you guys, but like I think my this past Sunday morning, I might have had a cooler Sunday morning than you guys, even if you guys went to church. You guys want to know what I did?
Nice.
We got in late from Georgia, and then I woke up Sunday. Brinley was crying. Like she woke me up at like 7 a.m. I get her up, and for 2 hours, we cuddled on the couch and watched Orlando Wilson YouTube fishing videos. Swear to God.
Nice.
I don't know if she comprehends what's going on, but she...
I saw the link you posted.
I need to send you another one, dude. Ted Turner is featured on one, which made me laugh because Orlando Wilson Fishing Show was aired on TBS. And so the bottom right-hand corner, it says like TBS, the superstations, you know? And there's one whole hour-long episode where Orlando Wilson takes Ted Turner fly fishing in Alaska. And I'm just laughing because I just know how that probably happened. Like, Ted Turner is like, you know, hey, you're on my station. What do you say you take me fly fishing in Alaska? And Orlando knows barely anything about fly fishing. It's fantastic.
Ted's a good fly fisherman. He's a pretty big outdoorsman up there. I think he... Doesn't he own like the most real estate of any person in America?
I don't know,
America
but this particular,
still? Like as far as acreage,
I've always heard that. I always hear that, but
he's got like a bunch of land in like Montana or something.
But this particular episode was probably like 84, okay, and they're up there fly fishing. They've got a guide with them, and Ted hooks a rainbow, and he said it was the first one he caught on a fly rod. So he had just started fly fishing. In this particular episode, apparently.
Mm-hmm. I watched a little Orlando Wilson growing up. I watched a lot of, what's his name, Bill Dance.
He was a banger. Big Tennessee hat.
Yeah.
And then Roland Martin, you know.
Roland Martin, yeah.
A guy that's kind of low-key good that I enjoy better than Roland Martin, he's still doing it too, is Billy Houston. Billy Houston, you know, he's got the blonde and the super tan skin, probably going to get...
I don't remember Billy Houston.
Bill Dance, Roland Martin, Orlando Wilson were the three big... Actually, Bill Dance and Orlando...
Yeah, those are the three big
Bill
guys.
Dance and Roland Martin were probably bigger than Orlando. I think Orlando was bigger in the South, I think. He wasn't that big, but nationally, Bill Dance and Roland Martin were pretty big. But I just loved Orlando Wilson.
There was something oddly captivating about a fishing show.
Yeah.
It's... Super
I
fun
like
to
watch. How no offense, fellas. It's just funny how this works. Okay, you guys have zero problems watching someone else fish, but if I told you that I watched someone else play a video game, you would find that weird and make fun of me.
Yeah, because that's weird.
Well, it's not like I'm currently watching someone fish. Ken, I'm talking about things I watched in my childhood.
No, Josh said he watched years it this past ago. Sunday.
Yeah, he's watching YouTube clips from a show that happened years ago.
Yeah, Josh also watches. And now, he just named people that people still do it that he obviously watches frequently.
No,
I mean, maybe not frequently, but enough to know their names.
Yeah, but now we have adult age males that are creaming their britches because Luke Jackson hit a home run in a video game as Freddie Freeman. Who cares?
I mean, it's kind of cool. I care.
Not,
I mean, I didn't watch it, but it's like, it's a video game. It's fun. It's supposed to...
I didn't watch it either, but my boy Handle It 33 was there with the replay, so I got to see it. It was cool. It was everything I thought it would be. It's probably the greatest sporting moment of my life. It's right up there with Ronald Acuna's Grand Slam in the playoffs.
JT, why are you so bitter, man? Like, people are just...
I'm not...
People are just trying to have fun while being locked in their house. Let them have fun.
You were the one saying it's dumb for me to watch fishing shows. I was just defending.
No, I didn't say it was dumb for you to watch fishing show. I was giving the example that you guys think it's dumb for someone else to watch a video game.
Because that's not real life. Because it's not real life. You're not leaving the house. It is weird. It's weird. Fishing is real life. Fishing, you're outside.
Yeah, that guy. I'm watching that guy
but
fish.
But you're not leaving the house.
Fishing.
You're still watching someone do it, and it's in a rigged situation.
You're watching.
Most of the time.
It is not rigged, my friend. It is not rigged.
It's totally rigged.
It is not rigged.
Most of those TV shows are totally rigged. He goes with a ringer who takes him to some spot that he fishes all the time, and they fish off a ringer.
Yeah. I get it. Yeah, it's a 30-minute. Look, I agree. Look, a fishing show is 30 minutes long, and there's probably 5 hours of footage that they got to cut down
to
make 30 minutes. Like, I know that because I've been fishing, and you don't just go out there for 30 minutes and catch four fish. Like, it's not, it doesn't happen.
If you fish with me, but.
But fine. Again, oh, God. You say that, but today you said you're somehow a better golfer than a fisherman.
Have you seen me play golf?
No, I haven't seen you play golf because I don't know if you've played golf in the 3 years I've known you.
Okay.
I like to play golf. I just suck at it.
I would own all of you jabronis me on the too. Golf course and Jeff Donahue.
Oh, you totally own me. I'll admit up front I'm terrible, but I have fun playing. I'm terrible, though. I can drive the ball a really long ways, and that's about the extent of my golfing ability. So, and I say really long ways, I mean, that's for a normal person, not like for somebody that actually plays golf a lot, you know. But I can drive, like, I think I've hit 230, 240. I mean, you know, for me, that's a long way. So,
dude, driving 240 is, that's great.
Yeah. I mean, there's probably a lot of people
that's, you know,
that go way, way past that, though. You know, I mean, like some of these guys on Pro Tour, they in 400, you know.
Well, yes, they're on the Pro Tour.
I know. I'm just saying, like, you know.
Yeah, you're not Dustin Johnson, but
I'm not half.
Hell, I mean, if I'm hitting 240, 250 off the tee, I'm very okay with that.
Yeah. At least when it goes straight, I'm okay with it.
I was going to hit 250, but then the damn tree.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But the bigger problem is I'm terrible with my irons, and I think it's mostly because I have really cheap irons. I, like, seriously, I know a lot of people blame their clubs, but, like, my parents bought me.
Are they blades or cavity backs?
No clue what the difference is.
Look at Josh dropping the nomenclature.
They're a set of Wilsons that probably cost $99 total.
Blades.
Yeah, probably. You need some like Adams tight lies, you know, give you some forgiveness, and I think you'd be okay.
I don't know what that is, but okay. Yeah.
Some old man clubs.
The biggest thing I need is I need a set of clubs that are long enough for me, because the ones I have, my irons are all, they all feel short. Now, maybe they're supposed to be that way, but they feel short. I don't feel natural with them, and I have a tendency to club the ground behind the ball with them severely, and I don't think it's just that I'm a crappy golfer. Like, I really do think it's somewhat club related. Now, I mean, I don't play consistently enough. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I would magically score better, because I might not would, but I do think my clubs really suck. So my driver's really good. I bought a driver separate, and it works well now. You know, so my old driver sucked. So I think it's club related to some extent, but I don't play enough to warrant spending $250 on a pretty decent set of clubs.
Right. That's my thing, is like, I don't want to spend the money to upgrade my game, because it's wasted.
Yeah.
I got three kids. What am I going to play?
That's my problem. And I have no friends that around here that play. And then on top of that, like, I farm nonstop, so it's not like I have, like, bukus of free time. And even if I did, I'm probably spending that with my wife and kids. So, you know, it's like...
Yeah, and my 2020 project is taking the property in Haynesville and going deer hunting and doing all that. So, when am I ever going to golf? It's just not going to happen. So,
I golf like once a year with my father-in-law. Maybe. We might average that. We go visit them or something, and I'll try to pack my clubs, and we'll go play. And he's very patient and puts up with me shooting. Because I think, like, the best I've ever shot's been like a 106 or something like that. So, I mean, I'm not good. Like, I'm not even pretending to be good here. So, just saying. I don't even know if I've shot that low. It's probably close to that, though. Somewhere in that range. Josh, you're what? Like, you shoot, what, about an 80 most of the time?
In college, I did. I was pretty good in college. And then, now, I couldn't hit an 80 now. No. No.
My father-in-law's brother, uncle-in-law? I don't know how you say that. We got to get him on the show, by the way. Doug is... he's the athletic director at Tusculum University now. He was the baseball coach there for years and years and years and years.
Oh, yeah.
One of the winningest Division I coaches in baseball. But Doug is a lefty, and he's really good. Not tour good, you know, but, I mean, really good still. Like, he can shoot 77, 78, you know, fairly consistently.
Yeah.
And he has shot you know, he has shot 68 before, but that's not like his consistent score.
Yeah.
And then my father-in-law, he actually played on a senior tour a few years ago and won in his bracket and got to go play Pinehurst.
That's awesome. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Yeah, he said you have no idea. He said that if you've never played a PGA Tour level green and course, you need to do it one time in your life just to have a reference for what you're watching on TV. He said at Pinehurst, they came in and they were playing like 2 weeks after the PGA Tour event had been there, okay? So he said it was all pressed and rolled and everything exactly like for the tour. He said you could literally drop your ball from your waist, it would hit the ground, and it would roll 40 feet the other direction. It was like, he said it was like literally like dropping a golf ball on the hood of a car. Wow. That's how slippery those greens are. And he said, you don't have a reference for what you're watching on TV and how slippery it is for those guys until you've been there and you've like literally seen, I can barely tap it and it will literally go 60 feet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I'm talking like just the slightest roll and the break just, it's gone, you know. And he said, if you just played an average Joe golf course around, it's not even remotely the same experience. And I was like, wow, that's incredible. But,
yeah, wow.
We should go play golf. Y'all should go drag me around and play golf sometime and teach me how to play better.
Y'all need to come up here to the mountains, okay? Bring Donahue, and I'll take you guys to some really pretty I'll take you guys to probably Sugar Mountain. And it's beautiful, and it's not expensive. It's like it's pretty cheap, but it's like gorgeous. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My father-in-law lives on a golf course called Katichi, up near Virginia Beach, kind of in the Chesapeake area, and it's really swanky. He won't take me there. We've been like once, maybe twice, and I don't blame him. It's like $60 a person or more to play. $70, and certain times of year it's even more than that. So instead we go play on the old Chesapeake golf course, and it looks like somebody cut it with like their John Deere lawnmower. It's like, it's rough, but it's a lot better. It's a lot better for me, because if we're going to be chasing everything, it's like, I think it's like $15 a person or something like that. And if you go on the right days of the week, it's like $8 to play, I think, or something.
We went a few years ago, we went up to High Point, North Carolina. Meet a buddy of mine, and we played at Oak Hollow, which is a Pete Dye course up there, and it's really good. It's one of those courses where I looked at my buddy and like I was like, dude, I know you set this up, but you know we're not this good, right?
Yeah,
like, this course is really nice. Like, it had one of the holes is like sawgrass where you're hitting it over the water to like an island green.
Oh God.
Like, yeah, like, what am I doing here? Like, you know, and the heat index that day was like 114.
Oh, my gosh.
We were the only group that showed up to play that day.
Oh.
The first nine went well. The back nine, we just were like, all right, best ball. Let's play. Yeah. Let's get out of here. Let's go. And we about died out there. But sometimes with golf, like, you get in these situations where you realize you're above your pay grade, kind of.
Oh, yeah.
And like, you're playing a course that's a lot nicer than what you need to be playing.
Well, that's the way Katichi is. Katichi's kind of like playing a British Open in America, almost. I mean, like, it's got super deep rough. It's got sand dunes all around it. And if you get off, like, you may never find your ball, much less be able to hit it. You know, it's...
Well, if I'm getting off, chances are...
Oh, but a bunks.
Wow.
I found both of them.
Wow. And on that note, I think it's time for JT to take us on a trip through the quarantine files. This is the dumbest intro ever, JT. We got to come up with a better name for this. But until we do, the quarantine files.
Pum, pum, pum. Gong, gong.
Want to support the nation's leading replacement-level podcast? Put your money where your mouth is, fellow degenerates. And visit patreon.com/Nakahoma Nation. For only $5 a month, you'll get access to behind-the-scenes episodes and patron-exclusive podcasts.
and you'll be supporting your favorite knuckleheads. Visit patreon.com/Nakahoma Nation.
Hey, everybody. It's JT. I'm here with those quarantine file things where I check in on people and see how they're doing since we've all been on lockdown during the coronavirus. And so I figured I'd have to check in on somebody who's had a pretty rough time because they've had to be locked down with me. And that's my wife, Mallory. Mallory, say hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Things are good?
Things are great.
You had a baby.
I did.
A person
eight
was,
days ago.
Yeah, a person was in you.
And now he's not.
Yeah, and now he's not. He's no longer in you.
And you were jealous.
Yeah, you had another guy inside you. So, yeah, I was a little jealous. It's a little weird. I figured we'd do a, I don't know, like we'd do something fun and do like 20 questions where we talk about, you know, things and see how well we know each other.
I know you really well, but I don't think you know me really well.
Oh, you're probably right. I don't care. You're not that interesting. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. So we'll guess, like, you know, some of our favorite things, music, movies, sexual fantasies, those kind of things. You know, common stuff that we'll talk about. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Are you nervous? Do you want to go first? You want me to go first?
You go first.
All right. So, all right, we're going to do, like, rapid fire. So I'm going to run down the thing, and you tell me, and I'll tell you if you're right or wrong, okay? Okay. Who is my favorite Atlanta Braves player of all time?
Terry Pendleton.
Yeah, make sure you yell it into the microphone so I can hear you yell.
Terry Pendleton.
Terry Pendleton. That's right, Terry Pendleton. Okay, who's my favorite non-Braves player of all time?
What's his name?
What is his name? That's the point of the game.
he played for the Padres.
He did play for the Padres.
He was a...
short black man.
He was a short black man.
Yes.
It starts with a G, his last name.
Yes.
Was it? What is it?
So
Tony, I forget.
Okay.
What is it?
Tony Gwynn. I'll give you partial credit.
Okay.
For Tony Gwynn, I'm currently, you know me, I'm a nerd, and I'm currently reading multiple books. Like I always have multiple books. Can you name me one of the three books I'm currently reading right now?
Crazy Love.
There you go. Crazy Love by Francis Chan. Who's my favorite hockey player?
Vasilevsky.
I will accept Andrei Vasilevsky or Nikita Kucherov. I will accept that. What's my favorite beer to drink?
A cold one.
Yeah, but like as far as the most common beer that I would buy?
Miller Lite.
Miller Lite, okay. What about bourbon? What's my favorite bourbon to drink? That I actually like that I...
Like a Woodford?
Like, yes, okay, there you go. That's good. Hey, what high school did I go to?
Oviedo.
Side question, who's the most famous alumni from Oviedo High School?
The Spy Kids girl, right? What's
no?
Who?
That's not, no. I went to college with Spy Kids' cousin, Alexa Vega's first cousin. That was kind of cool. Blake Bortles. Or I will accept Mr. Ass Billy Gunn. Oviedo High football rules. What are the two most important keys to victory?
Like the Kirbyism.
What are the two most important keys to victory, Mallory?
Composure and physicality.
Composure and physicality. That's right. who is my favorite current Atlanta Hawks player?
I have no idea.
Yes, you do?
Atlanta Hawks?
Yes.
I don't care anything about basketball.
I don't care that you don't care. This is about me.
I have no idea.
John the Baptist. John Collins.
Oh, yeah.
What's my favorite movie of all time? I've seen it.
The Godfather?
Oh, no.
Yes, it is.
No, this one I've seen well over 200 times.
I have no idea.
You can hear Bo in the background crying. He's being neglected.
I have to go get him.
No, I've seen it 200 times. Seriously.
The Notebook.
It's not The Notebook. Get out of here. Shut up. It's not The Notebook. Don't lie about me.
I have no idea. What are you?
Even the kids watch it.
Oh, Home Alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know it word for word. Okay, so you did good. I think you got like a 7.5 roughly.
No, I got.
You missed the movie. Okay, you missed the movie. I gave you partial credit on Tony Gwynn. And partial credit on hockey player because I really had two answers. So, yeah. Okay, so 8.5.
Okay.
I'll give you partial for Tony Gwynn, and you missed one with Home Alone.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
What sport did I play in high school?
Volleyball. It's not a sport, but okay.
It is a sport.
All right. It's a leisurely activity.
What is my favorite kind of beer?
The Rapturous Raspberry.
Yes, or any kind of
from
sour.
Is that what? Who makes that? Somewhere it's that place in. Oh gosh, some of our beer snobs will know. It's that place up near Atlanta.
What's my dream vacation spot?
Dream vacation, Key West?
No, that's yours.
Oh, well, I figured you'd go with me.
I will. Bora Bora.
Bora Bora.
Yeah, with the little huts on the water.
How about Have Funna Have Funna? That's where I want to go.
What was my first car?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know this. I don't know. You have a Honda Pilot now.
Yeah.
Which doesn't actually fly. It's kind of a letdown.
It is a small SUV.
Small SUV. Let's go with...
It's a Nissan.
Oh, an Xterra.
Yep.
Every chick drives an Xterra.
Yep.
Except Lee Glover had an Xterra. He was the only man I know that had a... So if Lee Glover is listening, I still want to make fun of you for having a woman's car.
How many cities have I lived in?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Three.
What are they?
Bonaire, Macon, Milledgeville.
Yeah. Dang, I was hoping you would...
Those aren't even cities. Bonaire is not a city. It's like a community of folks.
Okay, whatever. And actually, it was Kathleen, not Bonaire.
He is so upset. He is. Right now. He's got to cry this out, though.
Let's finish. What do I do when you're not
home? She always says that to
home?
Me. In my mind, or what do you really
do? No, what do I do?
When I'm not here. Enjoy yourself?
Yeah, but nap? Doing what?
All right, we'll pause this. Go get him. We'll be right back. All right, so we're back.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, so Bo is joining the show now. Hey. He's so selfish and couldn't not be a part of the fun.
He felt left out.
So it's Bo's first appearance on the show. He's been around for 8 days. His first, this is his cup of coffee in the majors, so to speak. So, yeah, welcome. Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard, Bosef. Okay, so.
So we left off on cities.
Okay, I still don't.
Nope. What do I do when you're not home?
What do you do when I'm not home? Take naps.
Well, no.
What?
What do I do? I'm asking you. What do you think?
Watch How to Get Away with Murder.
Sometimes. After I'm done cleaning up after.
Cleaning the house. Yes. You do the dishes.
I do.
You clean up after me.
And then I go get in the tub or something.
And you soak in the tub and pretend to read books.
Yeah. What is my job specifically?
You are a third grade special education teacher.
Okay, I'll give it to you. What kind of special education?
The specialist education there is.
Inclusion. There you go.
Whatever that means.
I'm surprised you got the grade.
Yeah, I know.
What is my biggest pet peeve of you?
I'm too good looking.
No.
I leave cans around the house.
Everywhere.
Half drink Coca-Colas and Mountain Dews.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
And I came up with another one when we pulled
up. Oh, good.
What's another one? That happens outside in the driveway.
I don't take the trash back up.
No, well that too.
Leave the garden hose out.
No, it's about your parking.
Oh, I'm a driveway hog.
You are such a driveway hog.
Yeah, I parked. I kind of parked towards the middle.
I have to get a baby out of the car, and you give me 6 inches.
Well, well, yes.
Well, you wish you'd give me 6 inches.
Oh, okay, so, no, here's the thing. When I pulled in, you were already here, so I had to park based on where your car was.
That is not true.
It is true. Oh, you're right. It's not true. Okay.
That is not true.
All right. Good.
Okay. How many kids would I like to have?
Too many. So we got three. You want four.
I want four.
Oh.
But not anytime soon.
Okay.
We got to recover from this one.
Yeah.
What is my worst habit? I don't have an answer for this because I don't think I have any, but
what do you think? You fart all the time. That's not you're true. Very farty. That is no, not that true. One time you farted in the shower. It was really loud. Your worst habit. You don't say no.
I don't.
You take you're on right. projects. You volunteer. You do more than you need to for anybody that asks.
Well, that was a sweet sweet one. I was expecting you to say something.
No, it's not sweet because then you get overwhelmed by your own doing and then...
I come crying to you.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, stop. And you're like, I can't. I got to do this for so-and-so and this for them. I'm like, you don't have to do any of that. You said yes because you're an idiot. Stop saying yes. Like, no, I don't have time. People will still like you. So
you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's my biggest pet peeve with you is you take on too much.
Yeah.
And you don't say no to people.
Yeah.
And then I have to deal with the ramifications of that.
Mm-hmm. Or help.
So how'd I do?
You did good.
Better than you thought, huh? What was your first car was the Nextera. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I just never knew. I don't think you ever told me.
Let's see. You got that. You didn't get Bora Bora, but...
Bora Bora? I don't even know where that is.
It's in Bora Bora.
No one's ever been to Bora Bora. Like, Derek Jeter goes there. No real people go there. That's not like an actual vacation spot.
I say you get...
You know how much money I make, right? Like, we're not the Donahues.
We do not have a lot. We get by.
Yeah.
I say you got like a 75.
C's get degrees, baby.
Yep.
I'll take it. Anything else you want to say to our fine folks at home listening?
No, this is fun.
It was fun. You were the first person ever to come on this show and enjoy your time with us. And we talked about my penis more than usual. Usually, like, if McAlpin's on, it comes up, but that's about it.
Why does it come up with him?
He is a weird guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a strange, strange relationship we have.
Cool.
All right, tell everybody goodbye.
Bye, guys.
We got to go feed a baby now.
Yep.
Welcome to our world. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the nation's leading replacement level podcast. Nakahoma Nation is brought to you by Nakahoma Nation patrons. To become a patron, visit patreon.com/Nakahoma Nation. For new episodes and content, visit nakahomanation.com. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at NakahomaNTN. Special thanks to Research Assistant Braves Options Guy and Spiritual Advisor John D. Howard. See you next week, knuckleheads.